Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Thursday, January 31st, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today, Tesla loses its finance chief and issues a warning for the coming year. Facebook beats forecasts for revenue and earnings, and cosmetics group Avon announces another round of layoffs. Then the FT's markets commentator Michael McKenzie gives us the big takeaways from the Federal Reserve's first policy-setting meeting of 2019. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day. Tesla reported fourth quarter earnings on Wednesday, and though the electric car maker had a brief respite from intense financial pressures at the end of 2018, it said that 2019 was shaping up to be a challenging year. Tesla managed to overcome some of its production challenges with the all-important Model 3, but said it expected a lag in shipping the car to customers in Europe and China for the first time. Tesla said that lag will hit sales for the current quarter. Tesla also said that it was able to improve the amount of available cash it has on hand, which initially soothed investors' worries about the company's ability to repay its debt. Tesla shares climbed in after-hours trading as high as 4%, only to fall more than 4.5% during a call with analysts.
Thank you very much for your questions, and Elon would like to have some closing remarks.
To the surprise of many listening, CEO Elon Musk ended the call with an announcement. He said that Chief Finance Officer Deepak Ahuja would be leaving the company.
Deepak is going to be retiring.
Again? There is no good time to make this change. We felt still this was a good time. It's a new chapter, new year. Tesla has had two great quarters of profitability, cash flow. It's on a really solid foundation.
Mr. Ahuja's departure adds to an exodus at Tesla's senior ranks and a 7% cut in the company's workforce, which Mr. Musk announced earlier this month.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to Facebook's fourth quarter 2018 earnings conference call.
Facebook also reported earnings after the bell on Wednesday. The social network topped forecasts for both revenues and earnings.
We had a strong fourth quarter and a good end to the year.
That's Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. Facebook has been grappling with concerns over privacy and security of their users' data after revelations that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica had harvested Facebook users' data without their permission. And on Wednesday, Apple shut down all of Facebook's internal apps after it found that a Facebook market research app that was supposed to only be offered to Facebook's employees was being offered more widely. But Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg tried to soothe over any privacy concerns.
But we've fundamentally changed how we run this company. We've changed how we build services to focus more on preventing harm. We've invested billions of dollars in security, which has affected our profitability.
Shares in Facebook jumped nearly 12% in after-hours trading.
Hi, I'm Alistair Gray in New York. It's bad news overnight for employees at Avon Products, London-based beauty company. About 2,300 jobs are to be cut. It's the latest round of redundancies at the company, which cut 8% of its workforce last year. This time it's even more, it's 10%. And it really underscores the difficulty that this company has faced in adapting to a pretty rapidly changing environment. The beauty sector is booming, but Avon hasn't really seen any of that. It's more trendy arrivals, the likes of Sephora, where millennials are flocking, and the Avon lady is being left out in the cold. The company's really tried to adapt to e-commerce, but it's been a real struggle, and its market cap has absolutely collapsed. It was more than 20 billion about 15 or so years ago, and it's now less than 1 billion. The company's saying that this should save them almost $100 million this year.
And here's a closer look at one of today's big stories. On Wednesday, we heard from Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell after the Fed's first rate-setting meeting of the year. Investors were waiting to see just how bullish the Fed would be on the health of the U.S. economy after the December stock market swings. The FT's senior investment commentator Michael McKenzie says that investors pretty much got what they were hoping for.
Well, investors were expecting and hoping for a dovish Fed, and they certainly got that.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome.
The Fed Reserve statement and Jay Powell's press conference really told us a couple of clear things, namely that the Fed has really moved to a neutral stance on interest rates.
In light of global economic and financial developments and muted inflation pressures, the committee will be patient as it determines what future adjustments to the target range for the federal funds rate may be appropriate.
But it also flagged that they were considering ending the reduction of their balance sheet earlier than anticipated.
This decision will likely be part of a plan for gradually reaching our ultimate balance sheet goals while minimizing risks to achieving our dual mandate objectives and avoiding unnecessary market disruption.
So can you summarize for us what exactly did the Fed decide on Wednesday?
Well, the Fed decided to remove the December policy reference to further rate increases and just replace that with a term of patience. Effectively, the Fed's telling us that they are now on hold. Now, we were primed to hear this in the Fed statement so that they delivered on that, which was something that the markets wanted to see. But the big change, of course, was the reference, and it was a second statement that the Fed released today, saying that they would consider slowing the pace of shrinking its balance sheet. This has been in play and talked about for some weeks now, and the fact that the Fed put out a separate statement and actually said they would consider looking to stop the shrinkage of the balance sheet was a big deal for market.
And is that what the market wanted to hear?
That's certainly what the market wants to hear. We saw technology shares really assume leadership, which was a kind of strategy, the sort of big momentum type trading we saw that dominated the S&P and Wall Street last year up until October, when markets started cracking. But I think an important point to remember here is that this week we've got China and the US sitting in Washington discussing trade. We have yet to see the details of China's stimulus efforts. We don't know what's going to happen with Brexit. We have a slowing Eurozone economy. The Italian budget fight hasn't gone away. There are plenty of risks out there, and this is what Chairman Powell was talking about today. He talked about a lot of cross currents.
Growth has slowed in some major foreign economies, particularly China and Europe. There is elevated uncertainty around several unresolved government policy issues, including Brexit, ongoing trade negotiations, and the effects from the partial government shutdown in the United States.
So it won't take much to get markets suddenly back in the sort of the gloom and doom camp again. But for now, you've got a Federal Reserve that's sort of in their corner.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll be following day two of the latest round of trade talks in Washington. China's Vice Premier Liu He is due to wrap up negotiations with U.S. officials today. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.